Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, it was kind of exactly what I expected.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that to demean anybody involved in that case or anything. Obviously, the very serious allegations. It's something that we've been talking about to death. Most of our fans, I feel like, they made their judgment very early on. They either thought this was a big deal or they thought it was totally not a big deal whatsoever, and they just want to see the quarterback play. And I said yesterday as a primer that I didn't think it was going to change a lot of minds. I do think just seeing random accusations, or we've seen Deshaun Watson. Remember, he had a press conference. He continued to proclaim his innocence and to talk about how he did nothing wrong, doesn't feel the need to get therapy. The fact that he had so many therapists is something he's been questioned, and he didn't exactly. I don't think that passed the smell test, to be honest. That's the one thing when he was talking about why he had so many and he brought up social media, I don't think that ever really made sense, and I don't think we've ever really gotten an answer to that. That was kind of bizarre. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you know, you've been going through this whole process trying to say, all right, Sean Watts is not evil, right? He's not somebody that would do this to 22 unsuspecting women. This didn't fall out of the sky. So you're trying to have like a common sense answer, because there's an answer to this, right? I mean, you know, but we do this. We do this with all the high profile. I mean, I just saw yesterday. I didn't know this, that Bill Cosby again is going back. Actually, he's refusing to sit in the trial, which I didn't even know you were allowed to do. But there's another victim, and there's a question about which year it was, and then there's a question about how reliable is the memory of a victim if something like this happened in the 1970s. You know, this is something that happened a year and a half ago or 2 years ago. And we can't even play some of the clips, or we've decided as a show to not play some of the clips because of the graphic nature.
A few of them are really graphic.
And the one thing we did know going into last night was, you know, there's a question about how sympathetic at least one accuser was going to be and whether it was going to be crocodile tears. I mean, I watched it. It looked like she was upset. Just my take on it, looked like she was really upset.
Then you feel, I don't know, you feel greasy even wondering.
Like, right.
You know what I mean?
It's not my place to do that, but that's what society does.
Yeah.
And that is what eventually a disciplinary officer with the NFL is going to do.
I'm not saying you don't do it. I'm not saying you can't do it. I'm just saying you feel greasy doing it. Because
right. I wasn't there. Nobody was there. There's no video evidence. Yeah, these cases are so hard to get to find convictions
exactly.
with. Whether or not you can indict a ham sandwich or not, only 1% activists will tell you only less than 1%. I used 2 online. It was wrong. Every survey that's been done, everything, anything with data says it's less than 1% of accusers actually result in a conviction. Think about that.
Criminally.
So most people never believe the accusers. Most people never do. And we do have plenty of instances where people make up false accusations or their memory doesn't serve them well. Of course. So we're trying to give everybody the benefit of the doubt, but you're a Browns fan. You want to see Deshaun Watson play 17 games. That's what it all boils down to. We're a sports talk show.
No, it's basically what it is. No,
we're not a legal court show. We're a sports talk show.
I told you yesterday, and I continue to tell you until the NFL makes their decision. Now that the criminal aspect of it is done, as far as we know, it's done, unless there would be something new brought to light. It's done. He's not going to prison. He's going to play football for the Cleveland Browns. The question just is when. For them, for Deshaun Watson, for the alleged victims, it's very serious business, obviously. If you know you didn't do these things and people are throwing dirt on your name in such a public forum, you're going to be very upset about that. If you believe you've been wronged and you're not getting the justice you deserve, you're going to be very upset about that. But for us, we're on the outside now. It's become the theater. It's become the argument has become the sport. And I think you're right about what you said. If we were in Carolina, we'd be doing it differently. If we were in New Orleans and he picked New Orleans or Atlanta or Charlotte, it'd be different. But he picked here, and it's different here because now we know what type of football team we have, and we have to be honest with each other. We want him to play all 17 games. We want all this to go away.
And we want him to be want him to be truly innocent.
Yeah, of course.
It sucks, but sucks to say we want this to be perceived as a money grab. We want all these accusers to be lying just so that we can sleep at night knowing that our quarterback was not guilty of anything.
We want to be able to truly defend and be okay. And frankly, we'll always find ways to defend. It's sports. We've rooted for alleged bad people in the past. We will always find a way to defend. If it's our favorite team, no matter what city you're in, you will find a way to defend because you're a fan. And that's what fans do. That's the way she goes. But with this, you know, it's all been the criminal aspect of it. His freedom is there. That's the way it works. For us, for fans, it's just, when does he play? When does he play? When will the NFL make their decision? Mary Kay had what? She had the conversation with Roger Goodell.
Well, I wasn't sure if Mary Kay got a chance to talk to Goodell, but I did see in her story that Goodell, in some owners' meetings in Atlanta,
there you go,
did seem to say that this stuff was getting wrapped up here. He said, I can't give you a timeline, he told reporters in a press conference, but I think we're nearing the end of the investigative period, and that at some point this will be handled by our disciplinary officer. Of course, that's Sue Robinson, who we've talked about, and that will happen shortly. So it's going to be in the hands of Sue Robinson. And the question is, how much should last night have either altered any kind of a decision, any kind of a game suspended, any kind of a determination of whether the personal conduct policy of the NFL was at all compromised, whether him representing the NFL points the NFL to be in a bad light, or anything like that. That's ultimately what is going to be determined by that disciplinary officer.
Yeah. So it's a it's a rough conversation to have, but it's a conversation we have to have. Did anything change for you at all yesterday watching it?
No. Like I said, I was wondering whether or not, like, we all watch.
I don't want to be stubborn, right, but I also want to.
We all watch press conferences all the time, mm-hmm, and as a society, we always declare whether or not we think someone's lying, whether we think somebody is shedding crocodile tears. I do think that the one accuser, we were going over how to pronounce her name.
Solis,
and she's gone forward. Normally, you don't get sexual assault accusers' names because they don't want to be out there in public. Mm-hmm. These can be brutal situations, as anybody who's been through that process can attest. She did come off to me as someone who had genuine tears. That was my take. You might have had a different take. She did seem upset. She did seem very troubled by his actions. And I thought there were responsible follow-up questions from Soledad O'Brien of Real Sports. I do. I don't think she was soft. Or particularly one-sided. You know, these are set up to be kind of one-sided. And obviously, you know, Deshaun Watson was offered a chance. If people are wondering, why do they get all the TV time? Deshaun Watson was offered to be a part of it and declined, which, of course, I think any good defense attorney worth anything would probably instruct them to sit that one out.
Did Leah Graham, the attorney for Watson, one of the attorneys for Watson, did they agree to this late?
Very
in the process?
Late. Very, yeah. Very late.
Go ahead.
Gumbel used the term in the 11th hour.
In the 11th hour,
yeah,
is what he said. Okay.
That's his direct.
I wanted to make sure that's what he said. He said in the 11th hour they agreed. Well, they probably knew that this was going to be not great stuff.
Well, and HBO, I wouldn't have been surprised if HBO told them or gave them some of the most salacious, here's what is being said. We want your side of the story. That's what a journalist does do. A journalist does say, a good journalist, and this program, for those that don't know or are out of the loop or don't care about sports journalism, Real Sports has a great track record, an unbelievable track record of doing real journalism. They do attempt to get both sides. I always have watched their show my entire life, and they'll always say, we attempted to bring on the other side, but they decline.
Always staying bipartial when they do it.
Yeah, as best you can. I mean, you know.
Are there questions you still have? Or is it just questions we know there's not going to be answers to?
Well,
there's a million questions, but it's like, we're never going to know. We're never going to know.
It's one side versus the other,
and it depends on who you want to believe.
I told you that I don't think he gave a good answer to Sean back at the press conference for why he needed all the masseuses. I thought that sounded like he was trying to spin a tale. That doesn't make him guilty of sexual assault. It lends you to wonder about what behavior was going on, what he was trying to achieve. Mm-hmm. You know, and we've all passed judgment on that internally or with our friends. Anybody who's talked about this, it's the number one thing that comes up wherever I go. It's not how many games are the Browns going to win. It's what was he doing? What was really going on? What were those women doing? Why did some of those women go back? I mean, is that not the case in your life? Are you not getting peppered with that every day?
Yeah. Well, the question you keep going back to is, it says, you know, he went to each massage with the intent for professional help. Well, if you knew this was going to go down, why'd you keep going back and going back and going back?
Mm-hmm.
That's what keeps getting brought up. I mean, that still doesn't look good. Again, he's not going to prison. It's not like it doesn't look good in the court of law. Right. It doesn't matter. But for the NFL,
we're pretty much past that.
The only thing it matters to is Sue Robinson, and we'll see. I don't know. This is uncharted waters, because every time I think about it, it's like, well, what's the NFL going to look like? And then you go, well, wait a minute. This is supposed to be an independent person. Are they seeking? And then the question is, and I don't mean to go in circles with you what we discussed yesterday, because we went into a very deep bush, you and I did, about what Sue Robinson might decide based on the NFL in terms of costing money, how the NFL looks, this, that, and the other. Like, is she trying to find justice, true justice, or is she trying to find what will represent the NFL? I have no idea. Because if this is because if you're looking at true justice, hey, wait a minute. The identity of the judicial system is supposed to be that they are impartial, supposed to be. They are impartial. They can stand behind their merit. They go on previous situations and go from there, and then that's where they roll their judgments on. And maybe she did that when it comes to other NFL situations or maybe other public situations, but we just don't know. We just don't know. Like, I'm looking at this, is it going to be Sue Robinson's decision and that's it, or is this an NFL, does she represent the NFL? We don't know.
Yeah, that part of it we don't.
Like, you get what I'm saying here?
Yeah,
like, if
I totally
she was
do.
Still a judge and she's like, this is right and this is wrong and this is right and this is wrong, that's what it is. But she's retired and there's a representation of both the NFL and the NFLPA. Well, they're still to fans and still to the general public, even though they're very, very, very different, it's still almost the same entity. A player plays for the NFL, you're as one. So what's it mean? Is she deciding in the court of public opinion? Is she a judge of public opinion? I don't know.
So you asked me this, and I totally understand everything you're saying there, because I'm in agreement. That's why I think everybody's talking out of their you-know-what.
Yeah, we had Andrew Brandt, he's projecting. Like, I believe in precedent. I go, well, this is an independent person.
Right.
How is there a precedent here?
Yes. I also think, here's what I think one thing, and we'll go to the phones on this. This could be a tough thing, honestly, because, again, we were wondering yesterday going into it, did anybody have an open mind? Was anybody going to sit there like an impartial juror and view this, which is almost impossible to ask people to do? Mm-hmm. But I really did, Kenny. I really did. But I had some questions. Soledad asked all the questions, by the way. She did ask the questions that I wanted to. In fact, I mean, there was even a crass question. I mean, the one lady was asked, are you a sex worker? But the one thing I wanted to get to about the contract, because this is going to be the highlight, I think, besides the graphic details of what was shared yesterday. The question to Kyla Hayes, is it?
Kyla, yes.
Her answer about his contract, and I'll tell you why I think this is the one that could resonate with certain members of the public.
But Watson's accusers say they were even more stunned after he was acquired by the Cleveland Browns and given a contract worth $230 million.
It was sick to me.
Why?
I felt like he's being rewarded for bad behavior.
And that's from Real Sports HBO. So that one, I think, is going to stick with some of the public today. If you're asking me what the main takeaways are, I think I think a lot of people are questioning motivations of the women, and they're also wondering how he continued to get these massages. Didn't he think they were ever wrong? That one, the money one, is going to stick out. Does it feel like Deshaun Watson is being rewarded? Like the NFL doesn't care. Like the Browns don't care. And when the Browns did not talk, because that was asked last night, one of the accusers says, no, the Browns didn't reach out to me. So the Browns gave him a contract but never reached out. So the Browns, who said they did an exhaustive investigation into all of these accusations, they just read depositions. I don't know if any video was made available to them. Did they talk to her? No, she says no. They never talked. And then she clearly was critical about the contract. Well, is this really going to be an investigation? I mean, that's what these women are wondering.
I have a problem with the answer. We'll get to that coming up in a bit. Also, the Guardians, they lost last night. Talk about that. Zach Plesac wasn't necessarily great. We'll get to all that down the line. Coming up next, more of you guys. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, live on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.